This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I think what you can do right about now is take that deep breath I've been talking about one more time, hold it for a second, and now let it out. Because yes, there is still some volatility, and one never does know what tomorrow is going to bring, but for now, things do seem to be reasonably copacetic. So let's talk for a moment about that favorite standby of many a politician, the fundamentals of our economy and how strong they are. How many times have you heard that, huh? We got a key indicator of the actual economy this morning, gross domestic product. So we asked Marketplace's Mark Garrison to go out and talk to people and find us, say, three numbers that analysts and economists use to figure out whether the fundamentals of this economy are strong or maybe not.
Asking economists to only pick three numbers is like asking kids at a birthday party to only take three bites of cake. No chance.
I think it takes more than three.
I wouldn't always have the same top three.
That's Michael Strain at the American Enterprise Institute and Ann Owen, a Hamilton College professor formerly at the Fed. But we can at least narrow it down to some key categories. There's GDP, of course, which we learned today grew at a 3.7% rate last quarter. Beyond that, they watch a mix of data, including a range of employment and inflation numbers. Housing and industrial production data help, too. Context is vital, says Bernie Baumol of the Economic Outlook Group.
There's been a lot of talk about wages simply rising at around 2%, but that only tells half the story. You have to look at the rise in income relative to inflation.
And with low inflation, 2% isn't quite so disappointing. You also have to look beyond the headlines. That's what Owen will do when the big employment report comes out a week from tomorrow.
Certainly the overall unemployment rate is a number that a lot of people focus on. But I think when we want to think about the health of the labor market right now, there's some really key numbers for people to be thinking about.
Like the percent of people working or job hunting, currently stuck under 63%. When Strain looks at all this and more, he sees a mixed bag.
We're not looking at growth in incomes or output that would make you, you know, wave your fist in the air and cheer. But we're also not looking at a situation that you would describe as terrible.
So the fundamentals are okay. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.